Winter in Montreal comes quickly and brutally, often on the same day. One November morning, it's warm and great biking weather. Then at lunch, it starts to snow. By the evening, the bike path has 15 centimeters of accumulated white stuff, and your tiny, skinny tires have no traction. Your bike is a suicide machine. When this happens, all you can do is leave your snowbound bike locked up against something solid. With a good lock, you can safely leave your bike for days on end, and this wouldn't be a problem in the summer. But winter is a different story. There are predators about. The first snowfall is always pretty. Everything looks clean and white, fluffy. Then the second and the third pile up. But soon, once the snow gets deep, the predators hit the sidewalks and the bike paths. They ostensibly are clearing the snow, but in reality they are looking for the lonely orphan bike, the bike that has been abandoned by its owner, the bike left to fend for itself over the long winter. These are their preferred victims. These predators, disguised as small snowplows, enjoy nothing more than to take a bite out of a front tire, bending it into an almost impossible angle. Or maybe they hunger for a handlebar, or a rear tire, anything that's an easy victim. Once these bikes become winter casualties, their fate is sealed. They quickly become resting corpses, often further vandalized or cannibalized for their remaining usable parts. In the spring we see them, resting hulks on the sidewalk. But the city will take care of it. They have a group of people for that. Much like in the Middle Ages, when they walked the streets with carts calling out, "Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!"